Irish artist Eve Parnell is putting on an exhibition in Parliament Buildings at Stormont. The series of 8 drawings entitled Souls of the Slain are particularly appropriate to commemorate the centenary of the Easter Rising and the Battle of the Somme. Eve Parnell.
The title Souls of the Slain comes from the poem of the same name by Thomas Hardy, and it's a series of drawings which are pencil on tissue paper. Tissue paper because it's very fragile, and the images are drawings of ravens, and they're holding in their beaks a kind of a banner, and on the banner a different line of poetry. I wouldn't say it's contemporary art, but I'm a contemporary artist, so it's my reflections on the Easter Rising and the Battle of the Somme.
You've mentioned tissue paper. It must be incredibly difficult to work with.
I like it. I find it very forgiving and very pleasant to work with. Yes, it tears extremely easily, but I enjoy it.
If I said the works were quite dark, obviously that's what you're wanting to portray.
Absolutely. I think the lines of poetry are very poignant. And using a raven, I mean, ravens have quite a dark image, and I'm very aware of that. But in reality, they're very intelligent and they bring hope. In fact, all of the ravens are surrounded by whiteness, so they're not touched by the darkness. So that's a kind of an important thing.
Have you any connections with the two events?
I believe I have relatives that were involved in 1916 Rising, and my grandfather was in the Battle of the Somme. He was in the Royal Dublin Fusiliers. He was very lucky to survive. So yeah, it's definitely, both those traditions are very much part of my family.
Having recently returned from a visit to Flanders himself, the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, viewed the exhibition.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome Eve here to Parliament Buildings for the opening of her fantastic exhibition symbolising the poets of 1916, an historic year for Ireland in many ways, indeed many tragic ways, with the Battle of the Somme and the 1916 Rising. So it's particularly poignant for me as someone who's just come back from Flanders Fields and from the Somme, and who also participated in the government commemorations and my own party's commemorations around 1916. So I think it's hugely significant that Eve has chosen to come to Parliament Buildings for her exhibition, and I wish her every success. So good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Father Dominic McGrattan, why are you here today?
I became aware of Eve's work whenever she exhibited in the Pontifical Irish College in Rome a few years back whenever I was studying there for the priesthood, and now I am based in St Patrick's Church in Donegal Street in the centre of Belfast, and last year we were fortunate to welcome the Prince of Wales for a very historic visit to the church, and in the church we have a painting by Sir John Lavery, and to mark the occasion we commissioned Eve to do an interpretation of that painting, and we gifted it to the Prince, and I'm delighted to see now that she's exhibiting here in Stormont.
And what do you think of this exhibition?
I think it's very appropriate and poignant given the year that we're marking, a year of centenaries. And I think it's notable that she has used the poetry from that period in her work, and she doesn't identify who the poet is or their background. It's left for the viewer to decide who it might be, which I think is indicative of the time that we're in. Very appropriate.
Eve, when people come in and look at your exhibition, what would you like them to go away with?
As I like to work site-specific, I'll do work that's tailored for that space. So I'd like people to come in, feel comfortable, have a look at the artwork, take into account what's drawn on and what the images are. I don't really want to dictate to people. If they come away with any sort of thoughts on it, I think that's as good as I could possibly hope for.
I'm Cherry Casey for BFBS at Stormont.